Midwest Family Radio Sports presents The Coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Good morning. It is The Coaches on WSJM Sports. We are brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers, the NECA Contractors and Electrical Workers of Local 153, City Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Siemens and Bridgman, Rogers Foodland, Pizza Hut, Campbell Ford Lincoln Saline, McGee's Heating and Air, Harding's Friendly Markets, Dominion Auto Group, IMS Insurance Management Service, Gateway Services, and Advanced Import Repair, along with Brett Witkowski. It's Phil McDonald in studio, but Henry's Hamburgers is still open as always. The inside dining area is closed, but the drive-thru is still open. You can get Henry's full menu in the drive-thru, obviously, and also enjoy Hamburger Happy Hour. Hamburger is just $1 Monday through Saturday, 2 to 4, and all day on Sunday in Henry's Hamburgers on M139 in Benton Harbor. And also, quick note, booster members, coaches, athletic directors, the next time you get around to ordering team apparel and promotional items, other fan merchandise, anything along that line, put your trust locally in Premier Promotions in St. Joe. Especially this time, we want to support our local businesses. They are local. They know you and your fans better than anyone, and they're competitively priced. It's Premier Promotions. Visit them across from Clementine's in St. Joe or check them out online, premierpromos.com. On the schedule for this morning, coming up in just a few minutes, we'll talk with Jillian Conrad from the Berrien County Health Department, kind of get the health department's point of view, and really we'll hear from Jillian. She says it's too early for anybody to say what's going to happen in the fall as far as sports is concerned, but we'll get it from the health department with Jillian Conrad in just a few minutes. And at 8:30, we'll be joined by Lakeshore baseball coach Mark Nate, followed by St. Joe softball coach Joe Spitali, then Berrien Springs track coach John Rodriguez, and we'll wrap things up with Bridgman baseball coach Justin Haha between now and 10 o'clock here on WSJM Sports. And I think one thing that Jillian had said, and again, it's a pre-recorded interview, we'll play that back in just a little bit, is it's hard to predict what's going to happen 6 months from now, 4 months from now, 2 months from now. Sometimes it's hard to predict what's going to happen tomorrow.
Sure.
Because it's ever evolving. But we thought we'd get Jillian because so many people are asking, when are we going to get sports back? Whether they're talking professional sports, college sports, looking ahead to the fall season for volleyball and soccer and cross country and football. Are we going to have it or not? It's a hard question to answer. No matter who you ask, whether it be here at the local level or at the state level, you cannot definitely say one way or another what's going to happen again next week, next month, or in September.
That is for sure. I think sport-wise, I was watching or listening, college football is talking a lot to the NFL because they feel the NFL is ahead of how to manage this. And so what the NFL is doing might be something, as a guideline or what they do. And I was reading this morning NBA, how the players or whatever the commissioner is saying they're willing to do, how they get along so well as opposed to Major League Baseball.
Right.
Where they don't even want to talk to each other.
Right.
But, I think it still goes back to, I think people wish there was a date. And,
exactly.
You can't give one, you can't give one.
No.
But I think that's what people are kind of hoping for. And so we'll see. I think NASCAR kicks off this weekend.
Tomorrow.
And so we'll see how that goes. And, I think people overall are a little anxious to get going and do things. Not everybody, especially people who are in those high risk groups. I get that. May just kind of have two societies almost for a while. Ones that are probably not in the high risk or have pre-existing conditions, or in a group that does. And we'll just have to see how things go. But I think when sports open up, there won't be like a line for a mile long to get in.
No.
I think it'll be some cautious.
It'll be weird to see football if they do, when, eventually they will, but when they let fans start coming to games, the social distancing aspect, you're so used to looking at stands just absolutely packed, shoulder to shoulder and knee to knee and knee to the back. And if you see people sitting like four or five seats between them, it's going to be pretty weird.
Well, that's what they were talking about in the NBA is they may go every other seat or every third seat. And instead of having 18,000 to 19,000 in their arenas, they may just have 5,000 to 8,000.
Mm-hmm.
But even that, I think it'd be better than the paper cutouts that they put in the South Korean baseball league.
It would be.
That's funny.
Well, then you hear stories about the NFL where they pipe in fake crowd noise.
They will.
Yeah, they will.
Sure.
And actually, before we take the break, it was either yesterday or the day before, Dan Patrick was saying that he's got a source, didn't say who it was, but very close to knowing everything that goes on in the National Football League. And he said that this source, based on information that he has, and he wouldn't divulge it, that he's looking at the NFL starting the first weekend in October.
Okay.
The NFL is saying they want to start on time, which is, what, first or second week of September?
Yeah, it's Thursday after Labor Day or something?
Yeah.
You do the kickoff?
Yeah. So he's thinking, what he's hearing, maybe the first week of October. But again, everything's all speculation.
I think the CFL canceled their season.
They did.
I like watching CFL.
And I think their commissioner, along with, I want to say it's the commissioner of the AHL, the minor league hockey. Mm-hmm. I think both of those, at least one of them, if not both, said the future of the league is up in the air.
Yep. I was talking to a small college, a Division III college person. And they're like, if we don't open, you're going to see a lot of schools close.
Wow.
Because they have to have kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do. Well, you hear about how many colleges are starting to get rid of certain sports.
Yeah, Akron dropped four of them.
Mm-hmm.
I knew the Mid-American had, I think, petitioned the NCAA to give them a year reprieve on, you know, so they could make it financially.
Yeah. I think Akron, I don't know if it was Ball State that it also cut.
Probably football.
I think they had cut like two. Lacrosse may have been one of them. I can't
Lacrosse
remember.
Is big down there.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's field hockey. No, it's field hockey.
All right, so we will take a break. Again, coming up, we'll talk Lakeshore baseball, St. Joe softball, Berrien Springs track, and Bridgman baseball. But straight ahead, we'll get some words from the Berrien County Health Department from Jillian Conrad. That's next on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
If you're an electrician with 5 years' experience, look past the paycheck. Got a retirement program? Health benefits? Got a training program to keep your skills current? Right now, there is a huge demand for skilled electricians in our area, and the electrical workers of Local 153 can put your career in a great path that includes amazing paid health care, a 401k, 3 pensions, and a great paycheck. If you've got the skills, don't settle for less. Talk to IBEW 153 for a brighter future.
Hello, Southwest Michigan. Michael Ross here with City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. On behalf of the Crew in Blue, we would like to extend our thanks to all of you for your loyalty, trust, and patience during this most difficult time in our community. Our utmost concern is the health of you, your families, our crew, and their families. It is for this reason that we continue to operate under a restricted service schedule. If unsure of your needs, please feel free to call the Crew in Blue today. Until next time, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay home.
Hi, I'm Dawn. I'm a skills trainer with Gateway Services. A lot of our clients all have the same hopes and dreams and fears that everyone else has. They just need support to overcome those different obstacles that they might have. I think the moment that I realized that I loved this job probably came the first time a client thanked me for helping them. I guess it's just the feeling of joy that it brings me, myself, to see them succeed at so many different things.
Learn more at gatewayvro.com.
Like all of us, small businesses are being impacted by these uncertain times, but we will get through them together. When you can, please try to support your local restaurants, bars, or any other establishments that are still open for carryout or delivery. The following businesses continue to serve their communities and customers by remaining open and need your support.
Our friends at the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber have put together the Facebook page, Buy Local Berrien. Keep up to date there as to who's open to serve you.
The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski in studio, but Henry's Hamburgers is still open on M139 in Benton Harbor. Drive-through has been quite busy as of late, which is very good to see. All right, as I mentioned, we're joined by Jillian Conrad from the Berrien County Health Department. We thought maybe we'd just get to their point of view. Again, very hard to speculate what's going to happen down the road, but just to kind of give you an idea what health-wise what we might be looking at and needing to see in this area before sports can start up again. And Jillian Conrad with the Berrien County Health Department is joining us here on The Coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Jillian, with it being The Coaches Show, we figured we'd ask you about your jump shot or how you can lay down a bunt or offense and defense, so I hope you don't mind.
I have nothing to say about any of those things.
No, we wanted to get you on the line, and I know there's not a whole lot that can be said at this point, but you know, with this being the coaches and we focus a lot on high school sports, one big question, you hear it from the professional ranks and the college ranks and the high school ranks, is when can sports come back? And I know it's still too early, especially for fall sports, to start talking about this. But and one thing I thought maybe you could at least somewhat talk on is, I always hear people say we can get things going when it's deemed safe. From the health department aspect and from your point of view, when they say deemed safe, what does that mean?
Well, unfortunately, there's not a really great solid answer at this point on what that, quote, safe state will look like. Right now, as we're focusing on reopening different sectors of our economy and kind of bringing more of our public back online, hopefully with a stay-at-home order being done at the end of May here, although that's yet to be seen, we will be looking for a number of factors, some metrics that we're always following, including the number of cases that we're seeing, new cases, the percentage of positive test results that are happening in our community, the number of deaths that are still occurring. So we will be tracking all of those figures, all of those metrics throughout time, throughout the rest of the summer. And it's yet to be seen what that, quote, safe standard will be in order for us to say, yes, we can go ahead with fall high school sports.
Yeah.
And I know that that's a disappointment for a lot of people, but we just have to keep being patient as we learn more and more about this new coronavirus every day. We're learning more about transmission, about symptoms. There's new information still coming out, and it's just too soon for us to give some final answers about timing.
Well, I think the key thing that you just said there is every day. You can say one thing today, and then you find something out later on, and maybe a different message tomorrow. It's evolving day by day, isn't it?
It absolutely is, which makes my job even more challenging because we just are getting new information every day. And we know that that's a big ask for our public, especially as people are trying to make plans for the summer, plans for the next school year. What are things going to look like? And without that sort of certainty for a lot of people, it causes a lot of anxiety. And we get that. Trust me, we get that. But it is something that we just have to continue to be patient with. You know, look to us at the Berrien County Health Department for your source of local trusted information. We are taking the guidance that's coming from the CDC, from the state, and translating that for what it means here at a local level.
If folks were to come to you at the Berrien County Health Department and say, you know, whenever it is time for us to maybe start high school sports up, what are precautions we can take? What's some of the advice that you can give, you know, coaches, athletic directors, school administrators? What are some precautions when it comes to sports and starting practices and workouts? Is there any advice you could give them?
Well, at this moment, we do know that there's still a lot in flux about what is going to happen in person. And seeing that football can't be played over Zoom, we know that there's a certain amount of sports that has to happen in person. You know, I think that the public really needs to get themselves geared up for the fact that wearing face coverings, masks, are going to be part of our society for a bit of time to come, most likely moving into the fall and into the winter until we have a vaccine available and we can have some better herd immunity against this virus. So masks are definitely something to have in your mind that you might be required to wear if we do end up having games in person. Additionally, there might be some social distancing built into that. We might not be able to pack into bleachers. We might not be able to stand next to one another on the sidelines. We may just have to have a little bit more distance and fewer fans sitting to watch the games, which is really hard for players, and we get that. You know, we've heard that baseball might be starting up again here this spring with nobody sitting in the bleachers, nobody sitting in the stadium, and that's really difficult. Half the fun of sports isn't just playing but watching, so we know that that might be a challenge, but start to have those things in your mind that there may be a little bit less fans in the stands. Masks might be have to be a requirement for everybody. Hand washing might be built in a little bit more as people are coming and going from games, too.
Again, Jillian Conrad from the Berrien County Health Department joining us here on The Coaches. What would you say to somebody that says, you know, but we're talking about teenagers and high school student athletes are so young, they're going to be fine. What would you say to people that say that?
So we do know that with this new coronavirus, we tend to see a bigger hit, a bigger impact to the health of older adults and those who have underlying medical conditions. But that does not rule out the fact that the virus can still affect young people, even, quote, healthy people. So it is something that we want to make sure we're doing protections for our entire population, certainly putting some more emphasis on those that are, you know, considered more vulnerable. But we do know that young people can be carriers of the virus. And so this is a main concern that we have for children, for teenagers, for young folks, that they might have the virus and then go spread it to grandma or grandpa, spread it to their teachers, their bus driver, you know, the people that they are interacting with that might be older adults or have those underlying medical conditions. So while younger folks aren't the ones that are seeing the ill effects across the world, across the country, or even here locally, we do know that there's still a population we want to make sure we're taking extra precaution with.
And I don't know if you can answer this, but what do you think state officials are looking at to determine when practices and games and other functions can start? What are some of the things they might be looking at to say, okay, you can move forward?
I'm sure that they're looking at a lot of the same metrics, a lot of those same statistics that we are when we're considering what sectors of our economy can come back online. You know, we are definitely looking to try to get businesses back up and running as soon as we possibly can while keeping safety as our top priority. So until which time we can have group gatherings, people interacting face-to-face, we most likely won't have in-person sports practices or games. So we need to move to the place where we can have gatherings of, you know, 10, 25, 50, 100 people safely before we're able to hold practice sessions where there is a lot of face-to-face or close contact happening or have games with an in-person audience.
Would you anticipate testing being one of the things that the state might say we need this to be in place before we can start letting kids start practicing and getting into the locker rooms as a big group and stuff like that?
Certainly. There are several things that we're looking at. Testing is one of them, making sure that we can keep up with the contact tracing that the Berrien County Health Department and other local health departments around the country are doing to make sure that we can quarantine and isolate those cases that do come up as positive after that testing happens. And then lastly, just making sure that we can keep up with whatever measures of social distancing, whatever protections we can for those who are most vulnerable. So it might mean that our older adults, our people with underlying chronic conditions are just not allowed or highly discouraged from participating, you know, whether as a coach, as somebody who's helping out with the team, or even as somebody that's coming to games to watch.
And I guess the final question, you used the word quarantine. I think the last thing I was going to ask you is, let's say practices do start, whether it's cross country or volleyball, soccer, football, whatever, and say, you know, one student athlete tests positive. Then what would you anticipate? It's not just them that's affected. It's anybody else that's been in close proximity with them as well, right?
You got that right, and it's the exact same process that we've been doing for months now. When we have an individual that comes up as positive for COVID-19, we do that process of contact tracing by asking them about who they've been in close proximity with. And when we say close proximity, we mean about 10 minutes of close contact, being within a 6-foot distance, 10 minutes or more of that time together. So you can imagine teammates are certainly spending that kind of close contact, whether they're sitting on a bus traveling to a game, or during a practice, you get pretty up close and personal depending on the sport. So then those individuals who were close contacts would be asked to quarantine for a matter of 14 days to isolate and make sure that they don't develop symptoms. And if they do, then testing is recommended for them as well.
Well, Jillian, we appreciate your time. And as you even told me as we were emailing back and forth, is I think people would like to know, hey, there's a date that everything is going to start. And it's just way too early to say that we can definitely start practicing on this particular date. It's just way too early, whether it's, you know, the college level or the high school level.
we are still under a stay home, stay safe order until the 28th of May, and we're not quite sure what the world's going to look like here in Berrien County on May 29th. So we need to just remain patient. Time will tell, and we will get there. I promise. Time is going to keep marching along, and we're really encouraged by the progress that we've had so far in this response, but we encourage everybody to just hang in there for now.
That's right. Hang in there and be patient. Mm-hmm. Jillian, perfect. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Jillian Conrad from the Berrien County Health Department. Quick break. We'll have more coming up. The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
The experience that our agents have is incomparable to any other agency in this area.
Tarek Halsey and Rich Brandt of IMS, an auto owner's agency, talk about their team of professionals.
It really boils down to our employees. We have great people that work for us, that we trust, that are honest, that are hardworking, that work together as a team, that put the interest of their client first.
I'm very confident that any agent in our office can handle your needs or anybody else's.
Call IMS in St. Joe and Niles, an auto owner's agency.
Whose night is it to cook anyway? If it happens to be yours, why not skip the hassle of cleaning up the kitchen afterwards? Tonight, bring home Roger's unique recipe, broasted chicken with all the sides. Great idea, huh? Being a hero at home can't get much easier than this. After all, you don't want a huge store that also sells appliances and clothing like those big out-of-town guys. And if you just want to shop for milk, you can at Roger's without shopping half the store the way the others want you to. Roger's Foodland, Glenlord in Hollywood in South St. Joe.
They're here to help. That's the message the Siemens family wants you to know right now. While operating safely under current State of Michigan guidelines, Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Bridgman is open to repair or service your vehicle. If you want to shop new or pre-owned vehicles, you can even do that. Just go to Siemens.net for online shopping or call for an appointment. They'll even deliver a vehicle right to your driveway. Siemens in Bridgman reminds you we're in this together, and they're here to help if and when you need them. The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Phil McDonald and Brett Witkowski. So we heard from Jillian Conrad from the Berrien County Health Department. Yesterday, Governor Whitmer had a press conference, and she was asked, this is like 1 minute long, she was asked a question about sports returning as well.
As you know, Governor, a number of professional sports leagues are talking about reopening, whether it's Major League Baseball or the NFL, NBA. Under what conditions could you see the return of professional sports to Michigan, where we have all those teams? And are those conditions different for college teams?
So, you know, I think that we're going to be in a new normal for quite a while. And it doesn't mean that sports is over. Sports is not over. The baseball league, you know, the Major League Baseball is pursuing a shorter season. They're doing it in stadiums where people can watch the games on television, not in person. That may have to be how we operate for a while. We need a vaccine, and we need to have mass quantities available, or we need to be able to test and acknowledge that we've got some immunity that's built up. We're not there yet. And until that happens, I think all of the organizers of these leagues understand how important it is that we act responsibly here. We can have sports. We're just, the way we observe them might look a little different for a while.
And then the latest statement from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, they say reopening is the key word in sports at all levels right now. Every day there are new projections when the National Basketball Association and Major League Baseball will resume, and if the National Football League will start on time this fall. Along with leaders of youth-level sports and the NCAA, the NFHS, and its member state associations, including the Michigan High School Athletic Association, are exploring all options and for conducting sports this fall. And while we all want answers, the truth is there are more questions than answers at this point. And I think that, along with what the governor says and what Jillian from the Berrien County Health Department, it's the same thing. You want answers, but there are more questions than there are answers right now.
Well, and I think the one thing is sales staff probably needs to hit a bunch of companies because there'll be a lot more listeners to the games because they won't be either going to the games or they can't go to the games. And there'll be a lot more people listening to all the games in the fall. And I do think there'll be sports. It's just, a lot of people disagree with the governor and a lot of people like it. And I'm not taking one side or another. I do think her comment of being a new norm is probably the correct comment, at least until there's a virus or
vaccine
for it, or, you know, people build up immunity to it and things of that nature. I just don't see Americans sitting around for an entire summer and fall and nothing happening. That's just not how Americans work.
Right. Oh, and you've noticed
we push the envelope on everything in the world.
Yeah. You notice over the last couple of weekends how many folks have been out just to get out of the house, driving around or walking around town, social distancing, but just trying to get out.
Well, and think of our, you know, we're all immigrants to this country, right? Mm-hmm. Your family came, my family came. They all took a huge risk in coming. They left what they knew to a country they knew nothing other than an opportunity. Probably didn't even know the language, but they pushed the envelope. And there were some sacrifices along the way, but that's why America, in my opinion, has been the greatest country, you know, ever since early 1900s in the world, and dominates the world in lots of things. It's funny how when there's problems, who do they call for help? America.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like us, but then who do they want? Us.
Right.
But how many help us?
Yeah.
I mean, we're the leaders, and we're going to be the leaders in the recovery of this virus, and you know, maybe a little bumpy along the road, but that's been our heritage.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, the advice is everybody wants businesses to reopen. Everyone wants sports back. And all of our political leaders want that, too. They just want to make sure we do it in a smart and safe way.
Well, and I think
we'll get there.
Yeah, don't listen to the political. Listen to the doctors.
Exactly.
And if I go to the doctor because something's wrong with me, I'm not going to listen to what my teacher or what a political person
says. Right, you're not going to call the mayor.
And somebody who's done it for 21 years. You listen to your coach, and I listen to a political person, you listen to your pastor, your priest, you know, your family. And, the one thing I think is wear the mask, and I'm guilty. I forgot the other day, and a guy said something to me in the store, and he was right. Mm-hmm. You know, I that was my mistake, and I apologized. And, you know, just be respectful of others and wear the mask, and let's just get through this together, and we'll see how NASCAR goes. USC did last week.
Yeah, and NASCAR is tomorrow. Yep. All right, we will take a break. We'll talk Lakeshore baseball coming up next. The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Whose night is it to cook anyway? If it happens to be yours, why not skip the hassle of cleaning up the kitchen afterwards? Tonight, bring home Roger's unique recipe, roasted chicken with all the sides. Great idea, huh? Being a hero at home can't get much easier than this. After all, you don't want a huge store that also sells appliances and clothing like those big out-of-town guys. And if you just want to shop for milk, you can at Roger's without shopping half the store the way the others want you to. Rogers Foodland, Glenlord in Hollywood in South St. Joe.
The word advanced implies a high level of skill, and a high level of skill is exactly what you get at Advanced Import Repair. AIR owner-operator John Van Lanningham has attained some of the most advanced master-level certifications available today. The advanced level of expertise your vehicle receives at AIR means you can breathe easy that the job's done right. Look no further than AIR in Benton Harbor across from RX Optical. Open to all makes and models, specializing in Asian imports like Toyota, Honda, Mazda, and Hyundai. Breathe easy with AIR Advanced Import Repair.
Feel at ease with McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning when they resume regular maintenance appointments starting April 13th. Book your appointment today. Their free furnace tune-up with two CO detectors special offer has been extended till May 15th for all Semco Gas customers. McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning focuses on being prepared, prompt, professional, always with the necessary precautions taken to keep safe. Talk to them today about keeping your family and home as healthy.
McGee's Heating and Air. Feel at ease with McGee's.
The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski. Henry's Hamburgers is still open. The drive-thru is, at least. And you can get Henry's full menu through the drive-thru all day, every day. And also Hamburger Happy Hour now Monday through Saturday, 2 to 4. All day Sunday during those time periods. Hamburgers just $1 at Henry's Hamburgers. All right. On the other end of our line is Mark Nate, baseball coach at Lakeshore High School. Mark, how are you?
Good, thanks. Getting through, right?
Yeah, getting through. Best you can, right?
Yep, we're pushing through it.
Yeah, that's all we can do, I guess. It's always good to hear you. And this time of year, we'd probably be talking about, well, we probably wouldn't have a chance to get
you. You wouldn't be on the show.
No, you wouldn't be on the show because you'd be hosting another tournament.
Yeah, we miss them. We miss it. So,
How many did you have planned to be host at Lakeshore?
We usually have three or four tournaments because everybody wants to come play on the turf.
Right.
We don't lose a lot of games because of the weather, you know, so it's been nice since we got in the turf field. And usually three or four. I think we go to Hudsonville and then all the rest, every other Saturday is at home, usually.
And that's got to be nice for your boosters and everything else with concessions and all those other things.
Yeah, it's really nice to be able to host on the turf, and nobody's got to drive. And, you know, Saturday mornings, if you go somewhere else, you got to leave at 7:30 in the morning. This way, everybody else can drive. Matter of fact, I think yesterday or today, actually, I think it was supposed to be St. Joe Niles in Vicksburg.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
So, you know, we keep going through who would we be playing now, you know, game with me and my coaches. And yeah, you feel for the seniors, you know, and everybody involved.
You do. How, for your love of baseball, how hard is it for you just not to be out there with the guys?
Well, I think what it's really done is make me realize I don't want to retire.
Sure.
You know, where that's been coming up, you know, 14, 15 years in, and when are you going to be done? And then when it gets taken away from you, you realize, well, I don't ever want to stop doing this.
That's a good point.
I think that's a great point. You know, it's tough, the grind that you do as a coach to prepare for the season and during the season. And then, you know, the day after, people are like, oh, I wish we'd get back to it. But having that opportunity to experience it without having to retire probably has helped a lot of coaches renew their energy and enthusiasm.
With my coaching staff, I got the best coaching staff, I think, in the state. And we've all been around the game our whole lives. And, you know, last year, a couple of them were saying, well, this might be it for me. And you know, in every year after the grind, everybody thinks that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you get one game away from the Final Four, and you were so close last year. And then you look and say, man, is this really worth it? Because no matter what level you get at, defeat just doesn't taste good, you know, and it makes you feel like you fail when you lose, even though it could be a successful year. And last year we were talking, man, is this it? And then this 2 weeks later, you know, you get into November and you're like, oh, I'm not leaving. And then you work hard all winter again, and then it gets taken away from you. You know, then you realize how lucky you had it and how good it was, and you know, how much fun we actually really have with those kids.
Man, you got a couple guys, if I remember, on your staff who played minor league baseball too, didn't they?
Well, I think everybody played D1. Mm-hmm. I think Brad and my brother Jeff were the only two that played in the minors. All the rest of us played at the Division I level.
Okay. Paul,
but those were that was way back when pony shoes were in. So that's quite some time ago.
The canvas pony shoes.
Yeah,
not leather, but canvas.
70s and 80s, right?
Man, I forgot about ponies.
Yeah. I had a pair of pony canvas shoes, my last pair of canvas in seventh grade.
Well, that dates you then, too.
Yeah. Next year, the leather came out.
Lakeshore baseball coach Mark Nate is joining us here on the coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. One thing that I think is so unique at Lakeshore is As successful as the football team always is, you always hear during football season they're enjoying the success, but they're talking, oh man, we can't wait for basketball. And as successful as the basketball season has been for Lakeshore Boys, during the basketball season people say, oh, we can't look forward until baseball. It just you've got a constant cycle of great student athletes coming through your program and playing multiple sports too.
I think all of us coaches at Lakeshore have been blessed with a kid who wants to play your game and understand your way. And they take pride in everything that they do. They don't miss a weight room. They don't miss speed training. They want to do it. They don't miss a hitting session. They don't miss a pitching session. If it's basketball, if it's football, with Sean and even every sport, I mean, it's not just basketball, football. In baseball, I mean, our band is excellent. So we've all been blessed with a kid who wants to work, and, you know, we don't have to worry about getting kids out on the practice field, or we don't have to worry about them being 20 minutes late, or we don't have to worry about them having an excuse why they're not there or missing the bus or, you know, I mean, so I think we've all been blessed with that. As hard as Denny and Sean and Bruce have worked, Greg Bushland with his track. And mm-hmm. I mean, I think we've just all been blessed with really good kids. And, you know, it's all about the kids. You know, even when we won those state championships, you know, people would say, well, man, what a great job they've done over there. But it really comes down to the kids that are on the field, 100%.
And how important is, and maybe describe how you get your parents at Lakeshore to buy into the program, because I think that sometimes can be the biggest challenge is when parents, your kid's good, but maybe he's not the star or he's got to find a role, but that role is so important to you as a coach, and but maybe a little harder for the parent to understand.
Well, I don't think we coach the parents. You know, we coach the kids, and the kids usually know exactly where they're at. Very rare do I have parents, you know, conversations, but we do because, I was a parent. I'm a parent.
Right.
We all have that inner fire in us that, you know, sometimes it's not going as well as you thought it was going to go for your son or your daughter. And I live that at levels with my kids. You know, I mean, it's just the way it is, and you got to fight through it. But I think being honest to the parents, and mm-hmm. if they call them on a talk, it's all honesty, 100%. And same thing with the kids. And, you know, even making cuts is the worst part of anybody's job.
Sure.
But, you know, you have to do it if you want to be good. And you have to sacrifice some things to be successful. And every year my wife always says, oh, it's cut season again. I mean, she just knows I hate it. but
it's hard, though, isn't it?
We've been pretty blessed. With our parents have been outstanding, and you know, I mean, when you really got that special team, you know, you never know whose kid's up to bat. You know, I mean, everybody's rooting so much for each other and everybody else's kids, and that's one thing in 17 and 18, and every year, really. I mean, we've just had really good parents.
Yeah. Mark Nate talking Lakeshore baseball with us here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. How many seniors would you have had on this year's team?
We would have had 7 seniors, and we would have had 9 returners. I mean, we, you know, try to stay positive in these times, and that's been my biggest thing, talking to everybody at work and other coaches, and, you know, Denny called the other day, and how you doing? I said, just staying positive. But, you know, he started talking about these seniors, and, you know, what is the positive for them? You know, we just took it away from them, but, you know, everything happens for a reason, and health's number one important. That's the biggest thing here is keeping people safe. And, you know, I don't think this would have happened in 1985, but it's happening now in 2020. So, you know, our 7 seniors, you know, they worked really hard. Man, you know, they were so close last year. I had basically 2 4-year starters because even Ollie was at Lakeshore for 2 4 years, and first 2 years we won it all. And then Matt DeFay started the first 2 years, you know, at LMC. So he was another 4-year starter. We had Jake Trevetti, Jaden Morris, who's really come a long way. He's playing college baseball. And Shane Williams, who just came off winning the state championship in wrestling. And he comes right back out to the football, or the baseball field. And the next thing you know, you get two practices and his senior year's over. So, I mean, how do you really, what do you say to him? You know, we all understand there's no words that's going to replace what they lost. And when they become, when they're 30 years old, they're really going to look back and say, man, we really got a raw deal. But it was, you know, luckily all seven of my seniors did get a regional championship last year and was one hit away from going to the Final Four. And back to the part of me saying, you know, no matter how far you get, if you don't win at all, there's a little bit of depression that's in. But that's a great career for most of them.
Oh, yeah, it is. Hey, you mentioned, too, you said, what do you say to him? And we've mentioned this with our coaches the last several weeks that have been on the show with us, is you've given the speech to the team after a disappointing loss. And so you can kind of go on what you've said in the past, but you've got nothing to go on when you tell this group of seniors and this particular team in itself that your season's gone. You've got nothing to draw back on as far as previous speeches you've given.
Well, I mean, we're talking about something, you know, and we've heard it a lot since first week, second week of March. You're in unfamiliar waters. You don't, we don't know. We didn't see this coming. We don't have answers for it. You know, so there's just nothing you can really say or do, and there's no way to contact them to have a group meeting. We just can't do that. You know, I mean, I'm not a big Zoom guy, so I don't know if there's been – I know there hasn't been any contact with me and my players other than a text here or there. And you'd love to just – you know, I was really hoping we were going to get like a 10, 20-game season in here. And so I always try to stay positive with that even until beginning of May. You know, we were hoping, you know, just a 10-game – 10 doubleheaders, 20 games.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously that won't happen. And then, you know, there's more important things out there right now than, you know, but it's a shame that we don't put our youth in a more priority. You know, we don't hear much talk about our youth right now. And there's a lot of kids that are really going through tough times. I have two that are home and they're not the same. And you try to keep them busy, but doing what, you know? So, you know, too bad I couldn't get back out there just to maybe just hit some ground balls and just run around a little bit. But I also respect it, you know, also. So.
Yeah, you kind of answered one of my questions if you've gotten into the Zoom and the Google Hangout stuff. So that would be no, huh?
No. Too many frozen screens, and you're sitting there for a half hour and getting 5 minutes in. So I know it's where I live. I know it's where my internet's at, but it's one of those things that I'd rather go golfing.
The bigger question we ask coaches is, how's your TikTok experience going?
Nah, I don't have any, but my kids are firing those things up.
We're learning more and more about them each week.
Yep, we are.
Phil's got one coming out Monday.
No, that's not happening.
Him and Spencer.
Yeah. Hey, Martin, how special... Go ahead.
No, I'm on you.
Oh, I was going to say, how special of a season could this have been for you guys? The talent coming back, and you've got the natural close rivalries with St. Joe and Niles. It would have been Niles last year in the conference, and then you would have played a defending state champion in Portage Northern. How special of a season could this have been for you guys?
I think we would have went through our adversity, as we do every year with our schedule that we put in front of our kids. You know, we could have been right in the heat of it, you know, right in the thick of the conference. But, you know, I really think right now we'd be looking in, hey, district's 2 weeks away, starting to roll. You know, I think we would have 16 kids on varsity. You know, I really think, you know, we had a really, really good chance. But, I mean, can't really think about that now. I mean, anybody can say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been, we had a lot of pitching, you know, we had everything. I mean, it was really, we were really looking forward to the year. But unfortunately, you know, it didn't happen. And, You know, that's the biggest thing. I think it's the, you know, I was talking to my wife last night, and I, you know, what's really made me mad about this is losing baseball. It's not the other stuff. I said, you know, and I also had a senior daughter who was going to get to play. She's been injured her sophomore and junior year, and she finally got healthy and was going to play, you know. And when you have a kid involved, it really, you know, not that it's, you know, it just bothers you that you couldn't give those kids what every other kid's got. And, but when it goes back to our team, you know, it's really easy to say, man, we really had it lined up well, and, you know, well, we really had a good shot because it's baseball. And any given day, you could get knocked out. You know, I mean, we always got to carry the flag and carry the torch of being that favorite in our conference and in our district. But, you know, any given day when it's one and done, anything could have happened. But, you know, it would have been a really fun 36 games if we'd have got those in, because we'd have saw from the beginning to the end how much better are we June 1st than we were March 1st, March 13th when we first start. That's the part that you really miss, is the growing together with the kids and growing together and seeing my coaches grow together with each kid. I mean, it's really special. I mean, my coaches are so good that every one of them have a relationship with each kid. And it really is a family out there. And you know, we go to Alabama, and that's when it, you kind of go through some adversity down there, get to know everybody, get to know the kids. And then, you know, you come home, and we would have opened up with Penn, and then we would have played Porter's Northern on Thursday, then we would have played Hudsonville on Saturday. And, you know, you look at that, and you're like, man, how are we going to get 2 wins out of this week? You know, just because they're really good programs. So, you know, then come May 1st, you're getting better and better and better, and then at the end, you hope that you can make a run. I mean, so the biggest thing you miss is the relationships. You know, you don't realize how much – as much as we argue as coaches and debate, we sure do miss each other right now.
Well, I think probably what you said in that, the relationships and growing together with the coaches and with the players, that's what's kept you doing it as many years as you have.
And that's what you miss when it's taken away from you. You really don't know what you have until it's gone.
Explain what you do down in Alabama, because people hear about it, but I don't think they really truly understand how you do that.
You know, we see the kids from 7:30 in the morning till about 9:30 or 10, and then they go enjoy themselves, and we don't see them until the baseball time. And we have 4 chaperones that take care of 6 kids in each room, and other parents are now there also because it's grown so much. And it's just a good bonding time. It's no different than what we went through back in football camps. And you know, we try to keep each class together, and seniors are in this room, juniors are in that room as much as we can, and just build, you know, I mean, we have freshmen that go, and we have seniors that go, and, you know, and that's the biggest thing about, you know, I think what we're really going to miss about this year is all my seniors teaching my freshmen how we do things. And, you know, down in Alabama, so the younger kids watch the older kids, and, you know, there's, the kids teach themselves, and Alabama's just been great, and we've done it. I think today or this year would have been maybe our 12th year. Gosh, can you blink? You know, so it's baseball, but it's also spring break. You know, I mean, it's spring break for the kids, and give us 2-3 hours of baseball. And everybody's there for baseball first, but then they enjoy themselves, and you know, since we started going there, I think there was just one Hooters, and now you can't, every corner. I mean, the place down there has just grown so much in 12 years that.
Now there's 4 of them, huh?
We're blessed to have a place down there because there's a waiting list to get on fields down south from, you know, Michigan teams that I know the field we run, it's got like a 9 school waiting list on it. So
wow.
It's a lot of people started doing it. I know Hudsonville went to Florida for years, and Porter's Northern last year, first year they went to Florida, and, you know, they win the state championship. I'm not saying you got to go to Florida or Alabama, but, you know, it's just that bonding time.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we get to,
yeah, we get
last time you said we got to go to Galene.
Galene, yeah.
Galene was south.
We're going to try New Carlisle.
Right now, I don't know if there's anywhere to go.
I know. Well, Mark, we'll let you go. We appreciate your time, as always. And it's just too bad we couldn't see the season play out for the Lakeshore. I think it would have been a very special season for you and the guys. And unfortunately, we couldn't see it. But, you know, hey, hopefully there's good things to come for the seniors and the guys coming back for next year.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. It kind of gives a little bit of closure, a little bit of talk about the kids. And, you know, that's the biggest thing. We never had to start to even close it. I mean, so it was just taken away. And being able to talk about the seven seniors and how much we'll miss them and what they meant to our program, you know. But we'll move on, right?
That's right.
We all got to stay positive. And tomorrow's another day. And take every day one at a time and keep on going, right?
Yeah, start writing the next chapter.
That's right.
All right, Mark, we appreciate
it. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Coach.
Mark Nate, baseball coach at Lakeshore, joining us here on the Coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Don't forget, booster members, coaches, and athletic directors, the next time you're looking to order school and team apparel, promotional items, and other fan merchandise, and that time will come. And when it does, put your trust in Premier Promotions right here in town in St. Joe. They're local. They know you and your fans better than anyone, and they're competitively priced. Visit them across from Clementine's in St. Joe, or check them out online, premierpromos.com. We'll talk St. Joe softball coming up next. The Coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Higher standards? It's what you can expect with a NECA electrical contractor using electrical workers from Local 153. Trained, efficient. These workers complete an intensive 5-year apprenticeship. The result? You save time and money on your commercial, residential, or industrial project by getting it done right the first time. Don't settle for less on your next project. Hire higher standards. Hire a member of NECA, the National Electrical Contractors Association. To find out how, visit necani.org.
Hello, Southwest Michigan. Michael Ross here with City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. On behalf of the Crew in Blue, we would like to extend our thanks to all of you for your loyalty, trust, and patience during this most difficult time in our community. Our utmost concern is the health of you, your families, our crew, and their families. It is for this reason that we continue to operate under a restricted service schedule. If unsure of your needs, please feel free to call the Crew in Blue today. Until next time, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay home.
Hi, I'm Dawn. I'm a skills trainer with Gateway Services. A lot of our clients all have the same hopes and dreams and fears that everyone else has. They just need support to overcome those different obstacles that they might have. I think the moment that I realized that I loved this job probably came the first time a client thanked me for helping them. I guess it's just the feeling of joy that it brings me, myself, to see them succeed at so many different things.
Learn more at gatewayvro.com.
Whose night is it to cook anyway? If it happens to be yours, why not skip the hassle of cleaning up the kitchen afterwards? Tonight, bring home Roger's unique recipe, broasted chicken with all the sides. Great idea, huh? Being a hero at home can't get much easier than this. After all, you don't want a huge store that also sells appliances and clothing like those big out-of-town guys. And if you just want to shop for milk, you can at Roger's without shopping half the store the way the others want you to. Roger's Foodland, Glenlord in Hollywood in South St. Joe.
The Coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski in studio. But that means, does not mean that Henry's is closed. Henry's Hamburgers is still open, of course. The inside dining area is closed, but the drive-thru is open. And don't forget about Hamburger Happy Hour, where hamburgers are just $1 Monday through Saturday, 2 to 4, and all day Sunday. Plus, you can also get the full menu through the drive-thru and Henry's Hamburgers. Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski, and joined by Joe Spitali, softball coach at St. Joe. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, doing great, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing all right. Getting through just like everybody else, I guess.
Yeah, it was a good interview with Mark. Great guy there. And played some college ball with him in Lake Michigan, and he's done a great job with that program. So, good to hear his voice. But, yeah, just doing great, you know, just like everyone else is trying to make it through this and stay positive and just take it one day at a time.
Well, in your household, it's really got to be difficult because your wife's an assistant coach down in Notre Dame, too.
She's only kicked me out of the house probably about 2 or 3 times because we're not used to being around each other this much. You're exactly right, Brett. And, it's nice, obviously. We usually don't have this time together with her being at Notre Dame. And, obviously, with her season, and they're gone, an enormous amount of time. on weekends. And so I guess the one thing for our family is, you know, it's been a positive for us. We've, you know, got to spend a lot of family time that we haven't had to with our daughters. And so it's been great in that aspect. But, yeah, sometimes it's I've had to take a walk with the dog to sort of get out of the house and get out of each other's hair for a little bit. But, yeah, it's been great overall.
If we asked Mark this, we'll ask you, your love for just the sport, you know, baseball and softball, how hard is it for you? Were you just, let alone coaching it, but also watching it, there's just nothing for you.
Yeah, it's just been tough. It's like with all the rest of the coaches, you know, it's just something that a lot of us coaches put a lot of time in, and, you know, you build the relationships with the athletes, and when that's taken away from you, you just, you know, it's just, yeah, left with a big void. And, you know, today was supposed to be our St. Joe Invitational tournament. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just like Mark, you know, you look at who would be playing this week and who would be playing today. And so, yeah, you know, it's just, you know, it makes it tough. It puts a big void, you know, in your schedule and everything and in your day. But, you know, in the scheme of things, you just got to, it's a different time and you just got to make sure everyone's, you know, healthy, and you hope everyone's healthy, you know, with your team and their families. And that's all we can hope for.
And last year, I mean, you came off a great season. I think for St. Joe, since they've moved to Division One, pretty much all their sports, first Division One district title of any sort for St. Joe.
Yeah, it was a great year last year, and I think you're right. I think it was the first district championship in Division One for St. Joe sports. So I'm hoping that we broke that barrier and just continue to keep going. And we got all the great coaches in St. Joe. They all work hard. We've got a great culture built by Kevin Guzzo. And, you know, so, yeah, I think we're on the right track. And it was real nice, obviously, winning that district out there, because it's a tough district with Manawa, Port Central, yeah. Portage Northern, and, you know, they've been some powerhouses in the past. So it was nice getting over that barrier for once, absolutely.
And how far down do you go into the program to try to have your imprint on what you expect of the players as they come through the system now?
Well, you know, I try and get involved as much as I can in the rec programs. Obviously, I got a 9-year-old and 12-year-old daughters, and so, you know, I try to keep track of all the coaches and making sure what we're teaching at the youth levels, and just try and make sure I'm being involved as much as possible, making sure that there's opportunities for younger girls to come in and pitch once a week, and just really, you know, try and make sure we have a continuity of girls coming through the system, so that you know, aren't left with 1 year of no pitchers, or, you know, that year where you just, you know, struggle. So that's what I really try and do, is try and just get in the youth programs as much as I can. And just, you know, just make sure that, you know, we're all teaching the right things and give those kids opportunities as much as they can.
St. Joe softball coach Joe Spitali joining us here on the Coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM, St. Joseph Benton Harbor. You mentioned giving young ladies a chance to pitch on occasion. And we always talk about this with all the softball coaches. If you have a great pitcher, you can go an awful long way. And pitching, it's not just skill. It's an art, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It takes a lot of hard work. I mean, you know, a lot of hours. You know, if you take a couple weeks off, a month off, you know, it doesn't take, you know, that long to probably get back into the groove of things. But it definitely, it's a skill that you got to keep going. And, you know, you can't take tons of time off, because nowadays there's so many different pitches that these, you know, girls are throwing with, you know, screwballs, drop balls, drop curves, rise balls. I mean, it takes, you know, a lot to perfect those skills. And so, yeah, it's a craft that is tough, you know, and it seems like there's so, you know, a lot of different pitching coaches with different philosophies. So you got to go, you know, with those routes. And so, yeah, it's definitely a tough craft, a tough skill to craft, without a doubt.
Yeah, and I want to ask the question that goes along with that pitching. Do you want just one person coaching your young ladies on how to pitch? Because I would, as you kind of alluded to, there's probably different philosophies of different people on how to pitch certain pitches and how to warm up and, you know, you don't probably want the kids to get conflicting stories.
You know, I know girls go to, like, whoever that they've been going to. I know we have a girl in Tulsa Base who's a junior who goes to Dugout Girls with Trish. I know I have another junior and Izzy Rothrock who's been, you know, going to Yoki. We have another girl, Micah Cook, who goes to Jessica Boyd, who's one of our coaches now. And she played for St. Joe about 5 years ago and took them to the quarterfinals. So I guess it's whoever they're comfortable with. And, you know, it's tough because you're right, Brett. You know, one pitching coach might teach it a little different than the other one. So it's like you don't want to keep going back and forth against one another and get the girl all confused and this and that. So I guess, you know, whoever they're comfortable with. And then if we have a problem or if she's struggling with a pitch, then there might have to be some kind of, all right, we got to get this thing going, or I'm going to have to go talk to their pitching coach and try and get, you know, exactly, you know, what we have to do to fix it.
We're talking St. Joe softball with Coach Joe Spitali here and the coaches on WSJM Sports. How veteran of a team would you have had this year?
I would have had, you know, a lot of girls coming back. I think we had 8 girls coming back. I only have 3 seniors on this team. So, yeah, we would have had quite a few girls coming back. We only lost 3 girls from last year, so a lot of girls with a lot of experience. And, you know, it's like, you know, I know you guys asked the question to Mark, you know, is, you know, how, you know, what would you have saw with this team? And, man, we would have had a good team coming back. Both our pitchers last year were sophomores, juniors this year. And so, yeah, we would have had – we got 3 seniors and Gabriel Dilley and Taylor Gary and Matt Machado and Gabriel G and Taylor. They're 4-year starters. And so, yeah, we would have had a good chance of, you know, hopefully having another good year. But once again, it's just a lot of things can happen and you got to stay healthy and all those things. But we had a lot of girls returning.
Well, for you personally, too, how tough has it been? I can't even imagine how tough it would be. You mentioned the 3 seniors. The season you had last year and them looking forward to this being their senior year and what they're dealing with now. That's I wouldn't even want to have to go through it.
We do Google Meet calls, Google Hangout calls with our teams once a week, and we did – once the MHSA finally did declare that season was over, all the coaches on my staff, and I got an unbelievable coaching staff with Heather Brenny-Kelm, Lenny Rothrock, and Jessica Boyd, we just had a virtual call with our seniors. And Brett and Phil, it was not easy. It was an emotional time and definitely some tears, you know, going out there. And yeah, it was tough. I mean, they worked hard. I mean, this last year they got a taste of what success was. You know, we won the conference also for the first time in a long time. And if you can win this conference, you're doing something right, let alone the district. And so they really worked hard in the offseason. They wanted to make sure that they were going out on top, and they really worked hard. And it was a very emotional Google Meet time with them. And it was just weird. It's just a weird, awkward feeling.
Now, with that said, have you and your coaching staff done a TikTok thing?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. We had a talent show where all the girls had to make a video themselves doing, you know, whatever. We had, you know, it was just a great talent show and had a lot of talented kids. And I did a TikTok with my daughters. So, yes, I broke the TikTok world and did a TikTok with my 2 daughters. And it'll probably be the last TikTok I ever do, that's for sure. But, yeah, it was interesting.
Hey, go out on top, right?
Exactly right.
Those 3 seniors, would any of them have the opportunity to go on and play at the next level?
Yeah, Taylor Gary is going to play at Western Michigan University, and she's going to go join Courtney Farish, who was a senior last year, who was playing at Western. So, yep, she's going to go forward and go the Division I route, and I think she has a great opportunity to make a name for herself out there. Just a great young lady who works hard and has a lot going for her.
That's outstanding. You know, congratulations to her on that, too. And you mentioned your coaching staff that you've got and the job that you've been able to do to get St. Joe softball to where it's at. And if you want to just talk real quickly about the staff that you've got.
Yeah, it's like I said earlier, it's just a top-notch staff with Heather Brining-Kelm. She's been with me all 5 years. Lenny Rothrock, he's been with me 4 years. And we added Jessica Boyd. She just came back. She got down to college last year, came on at the end of the year. She's working now in town, so she's joined our staff to really help with pitching. And I think it's nice that she's, you know, younger but old enough to where, as you know, the girls definitely respect her. She's been away from the game where a lot of the girls, none of these girls have played with her, but she's still young enough where, you know, I think it's great she can offer a lot to the game. I have a JV coach in Marianne Miltex who done a great job and just works hard. See, I couldn't be more blessed with what I have with these coaches. They're just not only great coaches, but they're great people, and we just have great friendships, and it's been a real fun coaching staff to work with.
And I would assume with the young daughters coming through, your goal would be to have an opportunity to coach them coming up in a few years.
That would be great. That is definitely my goal right now. My oldest daughter is going to be going into seventh grade next year, so it would be nice. We definitely had a group of girls that she plays with that I think could be good down the road if they continue playing and still have the passion for the game. And so, yeah, it would definitely be a goal of mine. It would be fun to coach my daughters through high school. It'd be great. But, you know, that's just a ways down the road. So a lot of things can happen between then. But, yeah, it would be awesome to do that.
You know, once we get back to whatever normal is going to be, do you foresee a lot more off-season work because of the fact that there probably is not going to be summer softball being played?
I would think from what I've heard is, you know, I think some of the rules are going to change where I think like in the fall where we've always had to work with just four girls. And I'm hoping they'd let you work with, you know, as many girls as you can do that. We've lost all this time. And, you know, so I think one of those things from what I've heard is that you can, you know, the four person rule is going to be out of effect and that you can work with just unlimited girls. So hopefully you can get some of this time back. Or you can practice with, you know, 8, 9, 10 girls, and hopefully get some team things in and get some things like that. So, yeah, I'm hoping that in the fall we can do some of those things once, you know, the governor, you know, gets us to stay home out of the way, and we can, you know, hopefully gather in some large groups or get together when that time is. So, yeah, I'm hoping that we, you know, we can do that in the fall next year.
You know, Joe, a lot of times with the travel ball, a lot of the girls are playing almost year-round. Do you come across girls as they get to that junior and senior year where they're just, let's say, burned out and they're just tired of the game?
100%, Brett. To be honest with you, I think that the two out of three seniors that I have right now, you know, Gabrielle, Dilly, you know, play travel ball for most career, and I think stopped playing going into her junior year. Same thing with Maddie Machado. She played, you know, most of her youth and stuff and just, I think, you know, decided to not play after her, you know, sophomore year too. So, yeah, I think that's a huge thing. And I know Denny and I go talk about this a lot. You know, I think it's important that they do play some travel ball because I've seen it where girls who don't play that travel ball in the summer – and I see the girls who do play travel ball. Those girls who play travel ball are definitely, you know, just more skilled. They're just more advanced than the ones who don't. But I just wish there were a fine line with these travel ball coaches that they don't have to play 50 games. Why can't you just go play in 3 or 4 tournaments and, you know, be done with it and let the kids have a summer and be kids? You know, now it's just 6 or 7 tournaments, and then they're playing in the fall. And, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot for kids. So I wish there was a happy medium. That's what I wished.
Well, maybe with the virus, it may produce that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So, you know, once again, maybe RAC has a saying, Kevin says, you know, what's this? You know, is this doing something to us or for us? And, you know, when I say, hey, you know, it's happening for us for a lot of reasons. And maybe that'd be one of the reasons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That hopefully stops some of this travel ball for playing, you know, 60, 70 games, you know. Yeah, you're right.
Well, Joe, we appreciate your time. We feel bad for you and the young ladies and all the coaches and all the senior student athletes, no matter what the sport is, softball, baseball, soccer, track, tennis, golf, you name it. We feel bad for all of you guys just not being able to get the season in, but we hope you guys are doing well.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on. Brent, I hope things are going well with your guys' family and everything. So thanks for getting me on here to talk some St. Joe softball, and hope you guys stay safe.
Yeah, you too. We're here anytime you want to join us.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Coach.
You too. See you, Brett.
Bye-bye.
Joe Spitali, softball coach at St. Joe, joining us here on the Coaches on 106.1 and 1400 at WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk Berrien Springs track coming up next on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Whose night is it to cook anyway? If it happens to be yours, why not skip the hassle of cleaning up the kitchen afterwards? Tonight, bring home Roger's unique recipe, roasted chicken with all the sides. Great idea, huh? Being a hero at home can't get much easier than this. After all, you don't want a huge store that also sells appliances and clothing like those big out-of-town guys. And if you just want to shop for milk, you can at Roger's without shopping half the store the way the others want you to. Roger's Foodland, Glenlord in Hollywood in South St. Joe.
They're here to help. That's the message the Siemens family wants you to know right now. While operating safely under current state of Michigan guidelines, Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Bridgman is open to repair or service your vehicle. If you want to shop new or pre-owned vehicles, you can even do that. Just go to Siemens.net for online shopping or call for an appointment. They'll even deliver a vehicle right to your driveway. Siemens in Bridgman reminds you we're in this together, and they're here to help if and when you need them.
During this time of social distancing, you're stuck at home. Feel at ease with McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning with products that'll help purify your home's air. There's the RespiCare Ion Plasma Generator that controls odors, mold, bacteria, viruses, and allergies. And the Oxy-4 Air Purifier, which kills, sterilizes, and oxidizes indoor air. McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning focuses on being prepared, prompt, professional. Still open for emergency services, always with the necessary precautions taken to keep safe. Talk to them today about keeping your family and home as healthy.
Feel at ease with McGee's.
The Coaches on 106.1 and 1400 at WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski in studio, but Henry's Hamburgers is still there for you all day, every day. The inside dining area is closed, but the drive-thru is open at Henry's Hamburgers, again, all day, every day. And you can get Henry's full menu through the drive-thru, plus also take advantage of Hamburger Happy Hour. Hamburgers are just a dollar Monday through Saturday, 2 to 4, and all day Sunday. It's Henry's Hamburgers on M139 in Benton Harbor. We're waiting to get in touch with Berrien Springs track coach John Rodriguez here on WSJM Sports to talk about the Shamrocks. And this is a squad that will cross-country, but also track. Track really has just exploded in Berrien Springs in recent years. Brett's trying to get the coach to text us because our call to him went to voicemail. 925. Yes. And hopefully
anybody else can call too.
Yeah, really. Phone lines are open. 925 WSJM.
756.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll get Coach Rodriguez on here in just a second to talk some Berrien Springs track. There's a program under his direction. Holy
wow.
Smokes, has been very successful.
Were they second in state last
year?
Yeah,
I want to say they were.
Yeah. And they were ranked number one for a long time the last 2 years. The rankings come out kind of sporadically in some of the sports, but no, they've done a great job, and I can only imagine it being a little bit better when they get their new track and turf field put in over there in Berrien Springs. That community is spending a tremendous amount of money to upgrade all their facilities.
You know, I haven't had a chance to drive by on M139 in front of Berrien Springs recently. I think the last time I did was probably going to a basketball game, maybe in Niles, or to do an athlete, to do a student athlete of the week interview in Niles. So I haven't seen the progress. Now, granted, it's probably been halted because of the virus for a while.
No, they were still working.
Oh, were they?
Last time, you know, I drove by when it was starting. I had to go down Niles' office. And, no, I think, well, you know what? Probably some of the construction did stop. But I know they reopened May 7th, construction could. Yeah, Uzlak will be down there.
Yeah.
He'll make it entertaining just himself.
It's the coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. See, is this Coach Rodriguez? John, is this you?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, John, how are you?
Doing good.
Good. Appreciate your time this morning, as always. It's always good to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you. Good to hear from you, too.
Yeah, we were just talking, Brett and I, when we were trying to get you on the line, the success that Berrien Springs track has seen over the last handful of years. And what's, I mean, I guess to be state contenders, you have to be well-rounded. And, man, your squads have been, whether it be distance running or the sprints or hurdles or field events, you've really had well-rounded teams, haven't you?
Yeah, and that's kind of been our big thing is like when we first started about six years ago, I was looking at it as a whole. We needed to get better as a all across the board. We didn't want to just be a sprint school or a throw school or a distance school. We wanted to be good across the board. And the years that we've been able to compete at the state level is when we've been good at all three phases, you know, field, sprint, distance. So that's been the years that we've been able to compete at that level. And so, and there's years where, you know, certain groups carry another group, you know, so it just goes every other year. But it's good to have that core of that just belief that we have guys competing at in every phase.
And the success that you've had over the years, have you seen the number of student athletes showing more interest in coming out for track because of the success that you've had?
Yeah, absolutely. And another big thing is that we have a great staff. Charlie Richards is our distance coach and works with our high jumpers and youth, our cross coach. He's been a big integral part. You know, we've had we have a great staff, too, among us right now. But right now, like, it used to be track was kind of the thing you did in between, you know, other sports. But now you got a lot of kids, you know, it's their number one sport. And at my first year, we had about 6 years ago, we had 30 kids total. And now we range between 90 and 110 between both squads. So it's grown quite a bit.
Wow.
That's a lot for a school of 500 kids.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot of the kids are excited about the program, and when we start recruiting, you know, we go to youth camp for K through fifth grade. That's when we start recruiting them. So we start early.
That's a great idea. So when do you do your youth camp? Because I mean, I've never heard that in track. I think it's a great idea.
So we'll typically have 60 to between 50 and 60 kids. In the first week of month. It's supposed to start in 2 weeks, but with everything going on right now, it probably won't happen. So I will probably have to push it to July. But, yeah, we'll have K through 5. They'll come out with us, and we'll do a week-long camp and end with a track meet. And then, actually, it's kind of funny. Like, most of our kids in high school right now, they were in that camp years ago. So it's kind of neat to see them all come full circle. And, you know, I'll post pictures of them when they were, like, in fifth or third grade and, you know, and kind of just like poke fun at it, but, you know, they enjoy it. So,
and I'm sure you probably have your current high school track people help out with that camp.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the big thing. They're the biggest recruiters. I mean, that's building that culture of those kids, you know, getting kids out, and that's the big part. So they definitely are. We've pushed them to be there every year.
John Rodriguez is the track coach at Berrien Springs High School, joining us here on the coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. And for both teams, girls and boys, maybe start with girls. Where do you think some of the strengths would have been for this Springs team?
Well, we have a good sprint group, and then we have a pretty decent distance group. Our throws group was our question mark this year, but our sprints group would have been really – really strong. Zoe Dorch is a senior. She's back. Mm-hmm. She's recently committed to Agent College. And then her sister, Hillary, would have been another big one. They both were regional champs last year in their respective events, so it would have been nice to have them back. And then stepping up to Division II would have been a challenge, but I think we would have been ready for it. And then Zaria Subs, she's kind of our Swiss Army knife. She does everything from hurdles to jumps to sprints to everything. And those three would have been the big leaders on our team. So
then on the boys' side, what would have been some of the strengths there?
Two years ago, we finished second at the state meet, and a lot of these boys were sophomores, and four of the boys returning scored. And last year, we had a couple injuries at the big meet, and then this year, they all were healthy, all looking good. So we had some good sprinters this year, but also our throws were pretty good. Our distance pretty good. To be honest with you, this was one of the years we had circled for quite a few years, the one that would have been a good one for us. So. It hurts a little bit, but you know, it's just the way of the world, and we understand. So,
yeah.
Oh, I can't really pinpoint one group.
Yeah,
I think we've been pretty strong this year.
I got to imagine for you it hurts, but for the student athletes, just to say that they had the chance to contend for a state championship, and then a virus takes that away.
Yeah, and you know, and they've all taken it in stride, you know, and that's been. The big thing for me as a coach looking at them is that I got worried about some of them not being able to get into college, like some were in that bubble. And luckily, we were able to get some of those guys signed onto different places. So that was a big thing. But a lot of them, they just been broken up about it. You know, they put the work in. We had probably one of our best winters ever just indoor. We do speed training in the winter, and that's baseball, softball, soccer, track kids, they all come out and join us. We had anywhere from 30 to 50 kids at a time. And we just had a great winter, and so we're looking into springtime. All right, we're going to get some stuff done, and then this happens. They're all brokenhearted, but, you know, our kids, you know, they took it in stride, and I don't know how they're feeling. I can't imagine, you know, having your senior year taken away like that. It breaks my heart, you know, and honest, but it's they've had a great career, man. A lot of those seniors, they've done something in experience freeze track and field that, you know, they dominated for 3 years, you know.
Yeah,
so
they
can hang their hat on that. You know, we had two team state runner-ups, a state runner-up, and three regional titles during that senior boy group. And actually, that senior boy group, they didn't lose a dual meet all 3 years, and I think they only lost one invitational over the 3 years they ran. So,
wow. So you had mentioned, Coach, you had mentioned speed training in the off season. Where do you do that at the school? Always. Okay.
Right in the hallways. Always with a stopwatch, and then we'll go in the weight room after. So it's pretty good. Pretty good stuff.
You mentioned the senior group coming through, and I might be wrong in imagining this, but I would imagine it's probably a pretty extensive list for boys and the girls. But if you want to say something real quick just about the seniors that have gone through.
Yeah. Peyton White, he was probably our one of our team captains this year. He's been around the program for years, and he had a great indoor season. He qualified for state in the 200 and the 60-meter dash and chose not to run at that indoor state meet to save himself for outdoor. So it breaks my heart a little bit for him. But he was on that state champion 4x4 team 2 years ago. He's been all-state multiple times. Had an injury before the state meet last year, so I was looking forward to him having a good year. But recently he committed to Wisconsin Oshkosh, which is one of the top Division III track schools in the nation. So he's pretty excited about that, and he's good to go there. Our next guy is Danny Vinson. He's been one of the better 100-meter runners in the area. And right now he had a great football season, obviously, and then had a good winter season coming off injury. He's still uncommitted right now, but he's got a couple of things. I'm hoping to get him committed somewhere in the next couple weeks here. And then another guy we had, Solomon Henderson. He was he had the fastest 300-meter hurdles time in the entire – in the Division III state. But then last year at the state meet, was in first place, hit the last hurdle, falls. So he had revenge on his mind this year, and he was looking good. And you know, he was psyched up for this year, but unfortunately the year doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But he had some good fortunes. He signed on with Indiana Tech in Indiana. So he'll be have a chance to prove himself there. That's a pretty good school for NIA. I mean, they're one of the he's going to have some competition right when he walks in there. So that's pretty exciting for him.
Yeah. And I thought and I saw – I'm sorry. Go ahead, Coach. We'll let you finish. I apologize.
No, you're fine. Then we had Kurt Krause, who's one of our top throwers. He ended up he's looking at some different things. I think he might he's a smart kid. He might end up just going to – he wants to be a doctor, so he might not even try to do sports. So I don't blame him for that. And then Kevin Blaylock would have been our next best thrower, and he's going to Fair State for football. And actually, we lost the thrower before the season even started. We lost Garrett Jones. He was the number ten shot putter ranked in the entire state going into this year, regardless of division. But he ended up going to Kansas early. So I told him, maybe you should tell Kansas you can throw too, just maybe see what you can do. And told him maybe not till sophomore year. So that's been good. And then do you want me to just speak to boys right now? Because we got a couple. I mean,
sure.
Carter Sheline, he's been a good one. He's a distance kid. He was on a – he qualified for state in the 4x8 last year. And, I really like to have seen him. He's one of those kids that they train all winter long, it's bitter cold. So, sucks he wasn't going to get to finish it out. So, but we had a pretty talented group. This senior group was probably one of the groups that I look at, just to name them out, like Anthony Latin and Mr. Baska, kids like that, looking to have good senior years and, just get taken away from them.
Yeah. On the girls' side, would there have been many seniors?
Our girls' seniors, we have, we had 10, and then four of them were three were all-state returners, and then six of them had qualified for state last year. So we had a pretty strong group. It's just tough that, don't get to finish it out.
Yeah. And if you want to mention their names real quick, give you an opportunity.
Yeah. Zarya Smith, she was a regional champ in the hurdles she was all-state in the 4x1 team last year. She's going to Iowa Western Community College next year on a track scholarship. So, that was big for her. She actually had tore ACL in the winter. So, for her to still get somewhere, and it's a big opportunity. The coach there is all excited to have her. They want her to do multiple things. And Zoe Dorch, obviously, she's been the staple around the area for a little bit. She's going to Adrian. Hillary Dorch is unsigned right now. We're still trying to find someone for her, but she's a hardworking kid. Shay Reyes, she's one of our better distance runners. And she actually just got a full academic scholarship to run at Huntington University down in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll be running cross and track there. And that's great because we have a girl there right now, Mara McFarland, from a couple years ago. She was on their indoor national championship team this past winter. So it's a nice little pipeline we got going there. Hopefully we can send a couple more kids there. And, Avion Lowell was a big part of our program for the last couple of years. So we've got, it's going to hurt. It sucks, and it gets me a little emotional. That's a tough working group, so it's tough to see him go and not finishing out right.
Most definitely.
But, yeah.
How busy are you coaching the girls and guys? Because that's a big job, especially with the numbers you've got.
Well, we got a big staff now. So a couple of years ago, when I first started out, we had like three of us. And, we've had some turnover, but now we've got the staff we have in place now that we've been together for 3 years. We have Frank Gonzalez, coaches our throws. Lori White works with our girls sprinters along with me. I work with the sprinters and relays, and I have an assistant there. And Scott White, he's Peyton White's father, and Lori White's his mother. He works with our pole vaulters. Charles Richards works for our distance and high jumpers. And we picked up another coach. His name is AJ Bradley, and he coached he ran track at Eastern Michigan, and he coaches our hurdlers, and he also works for long jumpers too. So, that was a big pickup for me. I found him in the area, and he actually reached out to me, and I was like, heck yeah, I need to get you on the staff.
Yeah.
And then we have Coach Nicole Green. She volunteers with us. And Brad Wurzel, we picked up this year. He actually volunteered with us, too. He was an on-state distance runner years ago. So we try to keep I try to hire people that we can trust and have the same kind of level of excellence that we want to get to. And it's nice to have guys that have been around the program that have been here and seeing how things how we do things, because, you know, track is almost overlooked sometimes. They say, oh, just throw them out there, let them go. But it's a really technical sport. I mean, just even down to sprinting and running, you know, how you teach that. And it takes years to get better. I mean, our biggest thing is if we get a good freshman class, we can develop them. You're always based off of a couple studs. But if you get a couple guys that you can develop over the years, that's where you get good. Because, you know, freshmen come sophomores, sophomores come juniors, juniors come men, you know, men and women. So that's a big thing, is keep them in the program and develop them. Well, real quick, they got a great staff, man. They're good. They're all good people. I can't say enough about them.
You do have a great staff. Real quick, before we let you go, too, is on both sides, girls and boys, you don't have just student athletes going off for track to stay in shape for another sport. That's a benefit. But, man, when it comes to track season, they take it just as serious as any other sport that they play.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the one thing I always – that's actually – one of my recruiting pitches is like, you know, hey, come off a track. It's going to make you better for this, this, and that. And then that's how we hook them in, and then they, like, start doing it for a year. Like, oh, man, I like this. This is what I want to be good at. And that's always been a big for us. They come in, and they look forward to track season, and they look forward to year-round. And we got a good group of athletes in Berrien. It's been nice for the last couple of years that they treat track as their number one sport. They take the workout serious. They show up to practice. I think that's a problem that most schools have, is just getting kids to practice. Well, we don't have that issue here. Kids come to practice, or if they don't, then they know the standards. I don't hold that standard now. The kids do. Hey, you're not coming to practice, don't come back. And then that's something our seniors will do. This group of seniors are real good at that first week. Hey, you weren't here yesterday, you got to go. So,
they get to play bad cop.
The girls were the best at it. I was shocked them both out. They call somebody out real quick if they're missing or not doing what they're supposed to be doing. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Well, hey, John, we appreciate your time as always. Sorry this season was taken away from you and your seniors and the entire group, but hopefully they're all dealing with it well.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that very much.
All right. You take care. Hopefully we'll see you soon.
All right. Yep. Yeah. Thank you again.
Uh-huh. No problem. Our pleasure. John Rodriguez, the track coach at Berrien Springs, joining us here on The Coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. After the break, we'll talk Bridgeman baseball coming up next on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
I'm Jason Horowitz with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. In a memo sent to the league on Friday, Commissioner Roger Goodell informed executives that teams can reopen their facilities starting on Tuesday, May 19th, if they are permitted under state and local regulations and meet NFL safety protocols. NFL Network's Judy Batista reporting that 22 of 32 NFL team facilities would be able to reopen under current local rules. Tuesday is also the day for the league virtual meeting where, according to NFL Network's Jim Trotter, owners will vote on two new proposals to increase opportunities for minority coach and GM candidates. They include removing the anti-tampering barrier that lets clubs block assistants from interviewing for other jobs and improve draft slots for teams that hire minority candidates. And speaking publicly for the first time since Green Bay traded up in the first round to select quarterback Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers said he was surprised on draft night and that he wasn't really thrilled with the pick, but added that he understands the organization thinking about the future. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
The word advanced implies a high level of skill, and a high level of skill is exactly what you get at Advanced Import Repair. AIR owner-operator John Van Lanningham has attained some of the most advanced master-level certifications available today. The advanced level of expertise your vehicle receives at AIR means you can breathe easy that the job's done right. Look no further than AIR in Benton Harbor across from RX Optical. Open to all makes and models, specializing in Asian imports like Toyota, Honda, Mazda, and Hyundai. Breathe easy with AIR, Advanced Import Repair.
Nothing out of Detroit disappoints. So when the Motor City names a pizza, you know it's delicious. The all-new Detroit-style pizza from Pizza Hut is loaded to capacity with cheese, generous amounts of toppings, and a crisp crust on the edges. Straight out of the D. The all-new Detroit-style pizza is just $13.99. With a rectangular thick crust, you'll want to grab yours today. Call, walk in, or dine in at your local hometown Pizza Hut. So big, the internet can't handle it yet. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
If you're an electrician, a good one, you're making a good paycheck. You should be. But look past the paycheck. Got a retirement program? Health benefits? Got a training program to keep your skills current? Right now, there is a huge demand for skilled electricians, and the electrical workers of Local 153 can put your career on a great path that includes an amazing health care plan, a 401k, and pensions, not to mention a great paycheck. If you've got the skills, don't settle for less. Talk to IBEW 153 for a brighter future.
I'm in the mood for some real food. I'm hungry for a Henry's. I got a raving craving for a Brown Bag special. I've been working hard at the grind. So I'm making haste for my Henry's taste. I've got Henry's hamburgers on my mind. I'm in the mood for some real food. I'm hungry for a Henry's.
The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski, joined by Bridgman baseball coach Justin Haha on the WSJM Sports line. Justin, how are you this morning?
Very good. How are you doing?
Doing really well. Glad to hear from you. Good to hear your voice, and hopefully you and the family and everyone's doing well.
Oh, they are fantastic.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, we've been giving spring coaches a chance to talk a little bit about the season that would have been. And I know having a chance to see you guys play a couple of times last year at Bridgman for baseball, man, I have to imagine there were some pretty high expectations for this year's team.
Yeah, this year was going to be one of those years that you dream about because you're loaded with seniors and the underclassmen are extremely talented.
How many seniors would you have had this year?
This year we would have had 8 seniors on the baseball team.
Ooh. Wow. And you had one year, you're a really good player. Didn't he hurt his knee again?
Oh, he did. With Hunter Adams, I was expecting this team, just like last year, to be a conference championship contender and then make a very long run into the state tournament at the end of the year. That kid was a phenomenal talent that never really got to show Southwest Michigan how good he really was at baseball.
You know, I don't know if I ever had a chance to ask him this question. Hunter Adams is one of those student athletes that is good at no matter what he does. He could probably kick your butt in chess.
I don't know if he could kick my butt in chess, but he is a phenomenal athlete.
Did he have a sport that was his favorite? Because if you saw him play baseball, you'd think that was his only sport. If you saw him play basketball, you would think the same thing there. See him play football, you would think the same thing. Of the three sports, did he have one, a favorite?
You know, he was really good at, like, compartmentalizing things. And when it was baseball season, it was baseball season. Football season, football season. Basketball season, basketball season. And he chose to play college football. So I'm thinking that football was by far his favorite sport because that's the direction he ended up going.
Yeah, and he's...
Now, he was the quarterback, right, for the football team?
He was.
I remember seeing him in the summer, and I thought, holy smokes, he's built. I mean, you could tell.
He is built.
He spent a lot of time in the weight room, too.
He has. He worked extremely hard on his body ever since he was probably in seventh grade.
Yeah, no, he is. He's one of those phenomenal athletes.
Well, hopefully with the ACLs, he's getting them over with and get strong and built up.
I've never seen a kid that was able to bounce back from ACL injuries as fast as he can. His work ethic is like out of this world.
Wow. And he's a great kid and a great student, too. So, I mean, they don't come much better.
And he's an avid fisherman as well.
Oh, well, there you go.
He's been sending me pictures of monster pike that he's been catching during this whole virus thing.
Maybe we should have a contest. What can we find that Hunter Adams is not good at?
Has he done exactly. TikTok? That's what we're asking people, if they've done their TikTok thing.
So,
yep,
Justin,
great person. His family did a great job raising him.
Yeah, most definitely. Hey, before we give you a chance to talk about your seniors, baseball in this area has always been so competitive. Mm-hmm. How did you see the BCS conference shaking out as far as competition for you guys? Who would have been some of the top teams?
I think we would have been beating each other up all season long. I think it would have been one of those really tight, close races. But I really do think Buchanan was head and shoulders above the rest. They have two fantastic starting pitchers over there, and they're loaded. They were just loaded this year.
Hmm. And you do play in a tough division. Now, are you going to be in that same division next year?
From what I've heard so far, I think we are going down to the lower division next year because they're reshuffling everything.
Right. Yeah. With
and we've added a few more teams, and I think one of the determining factors is how many students were in your school.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you can still play them, though, non-conference-wise.
Correct. Yep. We're still going to play a lot of them non-conference, and then our conference will be the lower division, which would be cool. It's just like the old Red Arrow days when we used to play all our local schools the same size as us.
Yeah, Phil's all happy about that.
I know. Bring back a familiar group of schools that
Phil just wants Water League back into it.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. All those rivalries are so much fun. It was so weird starting as a coach when I came to Bridgman and our conference was the Lakeland Conference. I'm like, okay, all right, we're walking into the Lakeland. And I'm used to playing, I played in the Red Arrow. Should be a little bit different.
Yeah.
But it was good for our school overall. Oh, my goodness. It got our kids really responded when we moved up to those upper divisions. We were really competitive.
Yeah, you really were. We'll give you a chance to talk about the seniors if you want a little bit.
Oh, for sure. Of our eight seniors, all extremely good kids. They loved practice. They loved each other. My goodness, we could get along like nobody's business. Some of the things that they would pull before and after practices were absolutely hilarious. Kind of like one time we had a player that swam across a flooded parking lot because it was raining so hard. They were still practicing. We already talked about one of them was Hunter Adams. Hunter Adams, like I said, had unlimited potential, and I wish he could have played these last two seasons because I think he would have destroyed any offensive records we had, except for home runs, of course, because they deadened the bats.
Right.
So he probably wouldn't have touched the home run records. But he was a pitcher. He was a catcher. He could be a shortstop. I moved him to first base after his knee injury. Played a little first base last year. And I believe he's going to be going to Grand Valley State. Or no, he's going to be going to Central Michigan University to play football and study exercise sports science. But great kid.
Awesome.
Jackson Schmaltz is the next senior. He was our center fielder.
Mm.
He was super duper fast. And he had this uncanny ability to get to any single ball that was hit in the air. I can remember one time he called off our second baseman on an infield pop-up. And he dove at his feet, but narrowly missed the ball. He thought he could get to everything. He understood the one rule. If the center fielder called it, it's his ball. But my goodness, if you would between his sophomore year and this year, the amount of muscle that kid put on in the weight room was incredible. He was hitting with extreme power this year. It would have been really neat to see him get a few at-bats, that's for sure. And I think he's going to be going to Grand Valley State. That's the one.
Okay.
He's going to be a business guy.
And before you go on the other coach players, the one thing that's been common, Phil, that we've heard from all the coaches you just mentioned, and also coach, whether it's been baseball or track or softball, is the weight room. How big that is now in the development of your players.
It is. It's unlike any other time, really, because they see that fitness aspect helping the professional athletes and, how important it is to give them that advantage that they need on the field. Because one of the things you have control over is how strong you can get.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. And looking at Mike Trout is a perfect example.
Exactly. I mean, even golfing, Tiger Woods is all about his body.
Exactly.
Too. Right, yeah.
We're not, but that's okay.
Right, that's okay. That's a good thing about golf.
Go ahead and finish. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it just keeps coming up as a common thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure. This whole group really put in a lot of time in the weight room. Just the development of their bodies. It's crazy how strong these kids got for this season.
Wow.
That's for sure. The next senior I'd like to talk about is Henry Branch. We always talked about him in the basketball program and everything else that we had him involved in. He's a true bee. He lived and breathed Bridgman Athletics. Super, super competitive. Never seen anybody more competitive than Henry.
Wow.
When he pitched, he didn't overpower you. He almost outwilled you to win. He just would not lose. His competitiveness was just that great. But he could hit spots, and he was very consistent, and he would also play some first base for us as well.
Okay.
Next is Donnie Nikas. Donnie he's the quintessential baseball guy. He loved the game more than anybody I've ever seen. He practiced daily, like never took a day off. To the extreme, I can remember it was either his parents or somebody in his family telling me a story. He was outside during Thanksgiving. They had to like yell at him to come inside because he was outside doing tea work during Thanksgiving dinner in the freezing cold. I believe his overall potential would have been like off the charts this season. I'm a very good player.
Yeah.
He was our shortstop, outfielder, and he's probably going to play some first base this year, kind of do it all and pitch. Great kid, hard worker.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's going to be going to LMC, and I think he aspires to be part of their baseball program.
Good for him.
When he goes there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christian Dalton is our next senior. He was our left fielder. He loved baseball equally as much, put in lots of extra time in the cage with a lot of people working with him on his hitting mechanics. He really liked to improve as much as he possibly could. He made a lot of great plays in left field. And last season, I think he only made one error the entire season.
Wow.
He made every play out there. Our outfield was stacked this year. I doubt many balls would have hit the grass out there. And then we had Ethan Pope. Ethan Pope was our outfielder as well. He was a right fielder, and he was mainly a pinch runner. And he loved his chance to get on the base paths and show his speed. He's one of those kids that always competed as hard as he could to try to steal playing time away from anybody that was ahead of him. And you need that on a team to push your players to keep improving and keep their focus because he was right behind them.
Good for him.
Very good teammate. Was always extremely positive with the rest of the players in the dugout. Just one of those members of the team that you have to have. It's a vital role. Then we had Fisher Spessard. He was an outfielder as well. Would have played a little bit of right field. He really loved being part of the team. And then lastly, Andrew Pliley. He was our entertainment. He was an outfielder as well, but he was the one that kept everybody on their toes. He was the one that was pulling the pranks and being goofy and always looking to have fun no matter what was going on, whether it was a stressful situation, whether we were being lighthearted. He was always the one that kept you on your toes.
It's fun to have guys like that.
It is.
And you were going to be able to host districts, and you guys got a great facility out there. At Bridgman.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I was looking forward to that. I thought we had every advantage this year. Of course, before Hunter injured his knee, I was like, well, bring him on. We're going to be fully loaded. I know River Valley was going to be a tough match. That's for sure. I mean, obviously, they kicked our butts last year. And I believe Coach, I think it's Sokolowski.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you pronounce his last name? I've always called him by his first name, David.
Yeah.
I know Coach over there in River Valley was going to be stacked as well, and it would have been one of those great games, but I think we might have had the advantage being at home.
Well, I tell you, that would have drawn some fans, you and River Valley, yeah. During a regular season, let alone a district matchup.
Well, last season, it drew a lot of fans. It was fun to see the two communities coming out and supporting the kids like that.
Yeah. I was at that district game, and mm-hmm. that was a nice crowd.
Now, do you guys,
It was. Last year, I think the moment got to us a little bit. It got to us a little bit, but I think this year we would have been primed and ready.
Mm.
Now, if I remember
right. I can always say that because it never happened.
Right. Everybody's a state champ, aren't they?
Yep. We all won our last games or whatever. Never played our last game.
If I remember right in senior uniforms last year, weren't they kind of a takeoff of the old Houston Astros?
That's exactly what they were.
Okay. From like the 70s
and
80s. We had
another one that we were going to do this year. I forgot who we got the idea from this year. It might have been an old Padres uniform.
Oh, but my.
I'm into the old retro uniforms.
Yeah, I don't think the Padres had any good uniforms, man.
Hey, we were even going to break out the orange-colored pants if we could.
Ooh, now you're talking.
Yeah.
I like those old Houston Astro ones. Mm-hmm. For a few years, they wore them for home and away. They were so unique.
Yeah.
Yep.
They were cool.
I remember seeing them, like, and none of the players probably recognized where they were from.
No.
Way before their time. But
Well, there's a handful of kids. I like to do, this year when the whole COVID thing first hit, I was texting the players different trivia questions about baseball. I try to get them into learning a little bit about the history of the game and make them research a little bit of stuff, because that is a fun part of it.
Oh, yeah.
Because hopefully baseball will be around forever, and it's always been a part of our country.
Exactly.
You know the uniforms I really think you guys need to adopt? The Chicago White Sox when they wore the shorts. Remember that?
Then we'd be like an old man softball.
Yeah.
But remember they wore shorts for a while. It was just like, oh.
What year was that?
It had to be late 70s, early 80s. They had those ugly black and white. They said White Sox. They had like the lapels.
Mm-hmm.
Polyester, and they tried shorts for a few games until they realized guys were sliding.
Yeah, sliding. I can remember my dad played softball. He wore shorts, and when he was sliding to home, his whole entire leg would be blood.
Yeah.
And I always thought, I'm never going to play baseball. I'm not sliding.
I think they call them cherry. I can't remember what they call those things.
Yeah, it was not
a good look.
Yeah, no.
Justin, before we let you go, I'll give you a real quick chance to talk about the guys you had helping you on the coaching staff.
Oh, yeah. I had an assistant. Al O'Touche came and helped me out all the time. And Hunter's grandpa, Ed Adams, was my bookkeeper.
Nice.
Came to every single game.
That's awesome.
Never missing away game, nothing. Always there.
That's
great
very,
person to have in the dugout and a super baseball guy. And he always kept Hunter in line and challenged Hunter every second he could. And then I had a JV team this year as well. And Scott Wessendorf was going to be the JV baseball coach. So that was exciting to get JV baseball back this year.
Most definitely. Yeah. So since the fact that you would have had a JV team and the underclassmen that would have been on varsity, you hate to see that this season was taken away because of the virus, but at least you've got something you look forward to.
Right. The development of the program kind of took a hit this season, but hopefully the kids can find time to get outside on their own or with a family member and still get some work in.
Right.
Baseball is one of those sports you can work out alone and still improve at a pretty good rate.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. Well, Justin, we appreciate your time as always. And again, we feel horrible that the season was taken away from you. And I think there was a lot of excitement getting ready for this season.
That's true, but you can only control the things you have control over. There's not much you can do about it. You just got to take it in stride and look forward to the next thing.
Right. And look forward to the next challenge. Justin, we appreciate it as always.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And I did find out what year they wore the shorts, 1976.
76.
So if you want, I'm watching a clip from them.
Justin Aha, the baseball coach at Bridgman, joining us here on The Coaches. We'll take a break and wrap things up. The Coaches on 106.1 and 1400 at WSJM Sports.
Hello, Southwest Michigan. Michael Ross here with City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. On behalf of the Crew in Blue, we would like to extend our thanks to all of you for your loyalty, trust, and patience during this most difficult time in our community. Our utmost concern is the health of you, your families, our crew, and their families. It is for this reason that we continue to operate under a restricted service schedule. If unsure of your needs, please feel free to call the Crew in Blue today. Until next time, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay home.
Hi, I'm Dawn. I'm a skills trainer with Gateway Services. A lot of our clients all have the same hopes and dreams and fears that everyone else has. They just need support to overcome those different obstacles that they might have. I think the moment that I realized that I loved this job probably came the first time a client thanked me for helping them. I guess it's just the feeling of joy that it brings me, myself, to see them succeed at so many different things.
Learn more at GatewayVRO.com.
Today you can buy your insurance on the internet, but if you have a house fire, you don't want your insurance over the internet.
Rich Brandt and Tarek Halsey of IMS, an auto owner's agency, know that buying insurance online sounds easy, but there are risks.
There's very important medical questions like personal injury protection questions and whatnot if you have medical insurance. And if those aren't answered correctly, then in the result of a major accident, you may not have proper coverage.
IMS, an auto owner's agency, St. Joseph and Niles.
Nothing out of Detroit disappoints. So when the Motor City names a pizza, you know it's delicious. The all-new Detroit-style pizza from Pizza Hut is loaded to capacity with cheese, generous amounts of toppings, and a crisp crust on the edges. Straight out of the D. The all-new Detroit-style pizza is just $13.99. With a rectangular thick crust, you'll want to grab yours today. Call, walk in, or dine in at your local hometown Pizza Hut. So big, the internet can't handle it yet. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
Whose night is it to cook anyway? If it happens to be yours, why not skip the hassle of cleaning up the kitchen afterwards? Tonight, bring home Roger's unique recipe, roasted chicken with all the sides. Great idea, huh? Being a hero at home can't get much easier than this. After all, you don't want a huge store that also sells appliances and clothing like those big out-of-town guys. And if you just want to shop for milk, you can at Roger's without shopping half the store the way the others want you to. Roger's Foodland, Glenlord in Hollywood and South St. Joe.
They're here to help. That's the message the Siemens family wants you to know right now. While operating safely under current state of Michigan guidelines, Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Bridgman is open to repair or service your vehicle. If you want to shop new or pre-owned vehicles, you can even do that. Just go to Siemens.net for online shopping or call for an appointment. They'll even deliver a vehicle right to your driveway. Siemens in Bridgman reminds you we're in this together, and they're here to help if and when you need them.
That'll wrap things up on the coaches on WSJM Sports. We want to thank Jillian Conrad from the Berrien County Health Department, Mark Nate from Lakeshore Baseball, Joe Spitali from St. Joe Softball, John Rodriguez from Berrien Springs Track, and Justin Haha from Bridgman Baseball joining us here on the coaches this morning. We'll talk to you again the next Saturday morning, the coaches, brought to you in part by Henry's Hamburgers and also Premier Promotions. Next time you're looking to order promotional items, don't forget about buying local at Premier Promotions in St. Joe. 106.1 and 1400 WSJM, St. Joseph, Benton Harbor. It's 10 o'clock.